Northeasterners woke up to more than a foot of snow today. Snow continues to fall, and a winter storm warning remains in effect until 1 p.m. for much of the WAMC listening area, with some locations expected to receive more than 2 feet by this afternoon. States of emergency are in effect in several counties, including Albany, Dutchess, Saratoga, and Ulster, as plows battle snow and officials urge people to stay home off the roadways so they can be cleared. Hudson Valley Weather CEO Alex Mara says Mother Nature got us good this time.
What's serendipitous about this particular storm is most forecasters knew this storm was coming about 7 days ago. So when you talk about the advances in technology, 7 days out, we knew this storm was coming. But 6 hours out, we didn't know Albany would get over 2 feet of snow.
Albany International Airport is open and operating, although nearly half of today's departing flights have been canceled by the storm. States of emergency are also in effect in Troy and Albany, where Mayor Kathy Sheehan says people should stay off the roads. She's hopeful that conditions will improve during the afternoon.
Really, only emergency workers should be using the roads right now. We are going to be implementing our snow emergency for move over of cars tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. And so we have issued, out on social media and on Nixel, the information about that. But, people should expect that it is going to remain treacherous throughout this morning. I believe now they're saying that the snow should wrap up around 1 o'clock, but, it is, the conditions are treacherous, in Albany and all over the capital region. And so we're just encouraging people, stay home, be patient, don't plan on, being able to get out and about the way you normally would for a while, because it's not safe out there.
A snow emergency will also be going into effect in Troy, where Mayor Patrick Madden is also urging residents to be patient and stay safe.
We received a fair amount of snow. It varies throughout the city from probably 18 to 26 inches or so. We are asking people, if travel is not essential today, to please stay home. That will give our emergency workers the opportunity to plow the streets better if people are not on them. Also, if ambulances or fire trucks need to get through, we'd rather people not be out on the road unless it's absolutely essential. The municipal garbage pickup and recycling scheduled for today, Thursday, December 17th, will be delayed 1 day at this point. I'd ask people to keep an eye on the city website, www.troyny.gov. for updates and changes as they develop.
Speaking in Kingston, Governor Andrew Cuomo also asked people to stay off the roads so plows can clear them.
We have about 9,100 power outages that we are working through right now. We had about 600 automobile accidents, and we had about 2 fatalities. So it is a serious condition. And again, stay home if you can.
Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro says things are slowly getting back to normal.
Under the circumstances, it's going to take highway crews really throughout the county the duration of today to get roads really safe and passable. It's packed up a bit. It was tough to keep up with. We have the added confluence of a few highway departments locally being stretched pretty thin because either employees have tested positive with COVID or required to isolate because of contact. So we just ask residents to be patient. If you don't have to be on the road today, please don't. I think we'll be operational again tomorrow. But be safe, and of course, in emergency, dial 911.
Weather forecasters in New York City had the storm's number, but Mara says none of the computer guidance that the professionals use showed the bands of heavy snow making it much further north than south of Albany.
Those bands did, in fact, set up from Binghamton to Albany, points north, Glens Falls, all the way into Vermont. So areas that less than 24 hours ago only had winter weather advisories were only forecast to receive a few inches have now received anywhere from 20 inches to, if you get into the Binghamton area, there's some places out there now reporting 45 inches of snow. So as you can imagine, that left some people unprepared, road crews unprepared. Hudson Valley still did pretty well. I mean, we have 12 to 20. Probably down here, mid Hudson Valley, upper Hudson Valley. But the biggest surprise from a forecasting standpoint is what occurred over the Capital Region, just north of the Capital Region, back through central New York into Binghamton. Can imagine there's some folks out there who were only supposed to get 6 to 8 inches and now have 40 inches. But that's what happens with these bands. They're hard to predict.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.